know, we're doing Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim is one of the most widely accepted Musa Sfarim. You know, it's universal. You go inside the Beis Medrash, there's endless copies of Mesilas Yesharim. I met the Tzeilu Marov this week. We know each other for a long time. And we're talking, whatever. So we started to talk about Mesilas Yesharim, came up in the conversation. So he said, I spend a lot of time in Tveria now. And in Tveria, I spend a lot of time in the Mesilas Yesharim, because that's where Ramchal is Nikbar, is buried in Tveria. So it's a particularly felt appropriate place. But it's a phenomenal sefer, and I spend a lot of time on it, on the Mesilas Yesharim. So this is the Musa sefer. It's just pretty universal. So we ended last week that Yirmiyahu's critique of Klal Yisrael, and he decries the Avodah Zarah that existed early at the very beginning of Sefer Yirmiyahu. But he says, bottom line is, Nicham Ora Osei. Nobody regrets that which they've done. It's mistakes we make, but at least we need some thought to recalibrate at times. And he tells us why. Why is it that people are not Nicham Ora Osei? The most significant reason in life is not because their ego doesn't allow them to. It doesn't even get to that point. Kulo shop, they're so busy rushing ahead in life that they don't have time to think about anything. So there's just no time to think. It's not that they think and they resist. Because of ego reasons, they can't humble themselves to change. They don't even get to that point. There's an old joke that, you know, a shrimp, as Hanan Avrocha used to say. There was a guy that was indicted on 15 counts. And he got a good lawyer, and he wrote motions to dismiss all the counts. And the judge came to court, and the judge said that he knocked off 14 counts. He knocked off. And the judge didn't realize, and he said, you're dismissed. You're free. So the man's walking out of court, and the lawyer sees he's not smiling. He says, the judge just dismissed all the charges against you. You could have been in jail for who knows how long, so why are you not smiling? He says, because the judge only dismissed 14 charges, and there's a 15th charge that he overlooked. And the truth is, we don't have a very good defense for that charge. So when the judge wakes up and realizes that he didn't dismiss that charge, I'm in deep trouble. So the lawyer says to him, don't worry. He says, the judge is an Italian. He says, it doesn't daven shmoneh esrei. He says, I'll never realize what he did. So this is what Yirmiyahu says, kulo shavuah v'tzotzah. We're so busy running. But it's time to stop and think. They were busy racing along according to their preconceived notions. But they were used to, by habit, and the midas that they had, they didn't allow themselves any time to doctor, to stop to consider that which I did. They fell into the ditch without seeing it. It's not that they became aware there's a problem and they were struggling with it and they fell. No. They just fell because they're totally unaware of what's going on around them. They get so busy in life. What did Rashim Shampinkis, the Khanil of Rocha, say? He said, you know, a guy can get up at 5:45 in the morning and he runs to Daven to a Sikkin and he runs to a Shir and he runs it. He runs home to bring his kids to cheder, and he goes and sits mamash, learns 14 hours in the day, davening 3 times today. He says he comes home, whatever, and he falls on his pillow and didn't think about the Rabbeinu Shalom once today. The Rosh Hashanah of Zatzal is very interesting. this part of the Mesivas Hashem was obvious that he was extremely meaningful, this paragraph that we just read. If you'd ask them what Musar is about, there are a lot of definitions of Musar. But he used to say, what's Musar? Musar is just to be a human being. Just to stop and think a little bit. To stop and think. Without Musar, he says, we don't stop and think. We're on a headlong dash in life. And it doesn't stop. There's always the next thing to do, the next thing to do, the next thing to do. Well, it's time to stop, think. So this is what the Ramchal says is the bane of our existence. We just don't stop to think. And he says, this is one of the treacherous tricks of the Yetzer Hara. You know, to come tell you, listen, go be Machal Shabbos, go eat treif, you know. You tell him, go jump in the lake, you know. It's not what I'm about. I didn't live my life to this point for that tachlis. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? It's l'hachbir avodosu b'tmidus al b'nei odom. To keep people so busy, there's not a moment to spare, just to stop and think in depth, and to look carefully, where have I gone, what have I done? You know, you meet people sometimes in life that get so caught up in what they're doing that they don't realize what they've done in life to themselves, the harm they've done to themselves. Meet a person that was in their youth, a very frum person, very frum, committed to the ideals of a bit Torah. And you'll meet them 25 years later, and they'll act in a fashion which is totally inappropriate. What's the pshat? The pshat is that in life he felt certain pressures to act in a certain way, to be accepted and to succeed. And so he took step number one. If he ever stopped to think about what step number one was, he would have realized this is not to do. It's something he shouldn't do. But he never stops to think. So the pressures continue and he takes step. Now it's only going from step one to step two. It's also a very small change. Doesn't stop to think about that either. And over the years, all of these small changes, and all of a sudden, the person is a person that's a million miles away from where they started. And without any realization that this happened to them. Because they're just caught up in it. So this is what the Ramchal is telling us. We'll do a line or two more. Yodei Yehudi Yetzahar, and Aran knows, if they would just stop to think for a moment about what which we do, that would already be start the process of recalibration in life. So Yetzer Hara says the best thing is people should be busy. Busy with aveiros, busy with mitzvahs, but busy, 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 as long as they're busy. If we're busy, and everything goes. So this is something that we need to pay particular attention to. Ramchal says, to set aside some time, just take a step back from it all. And really consider what we're doing and where we're going and where we should be going. Cultivate.